welcome to the after show. This is our Halloween special, episode 8. And I'm here, of course. Wait, I'm back. No one here is wearing Halloween costumes, bro.
We are doing extras and Halloween costumes.
Wow. Anyways, I'm back this time. Yes, I know you guys missed me, so I had to be here today.
Yeah. After last week's
after like a bit.
Yeah, last week you remember.
I did not sleep.
You were sleeping.
I was not sleeping.
Oh, what were you doing?
I was. Let's not talk about that now. Anyways, I'm back here with Adrian, and we are joined again by Kalunji and Eric. But I guess Adrian, let me let you do the introduction of what we're going to do today. This is a proper Halloween-y sort of anime.
Yeah.
Because of how dark it was and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously we're doing Death Note. We did talk about Death Note on the pilot episode.
Yes!
And Death Note was a personal favorite for most people around here. I think on my list it's number 2.
Let me see. Really?
Yeah,
it's number 2. Do you know how many anime you've said are number 2 on your list?
No, it's my number 2, like after Hunter x Hunter. I told you guys last time. So Death Note, obviously, it's Halloween inspired. Obviously, we have the Shingami in there. Those are Halloween costumes for you to actually pick up on. It's not your typical, like, action anime. You know anime, obviously, war is interested into the fights, going into like the storyline. Death Note is all about detective and investigative skills.
Yeah, sounds boring, but...
When you actually watch it, that's when you actually get the idea.
Yeah.
And obviously, I want to start off with Christian.
It was the second anime I ever watched after Kuroko no Basket, so it was something. The Shinigami just... That guy was just ugly. Ryuk was a very ugly Shinigami.
But hearing Shinigami again, the first time we heard Shinigami was in Bleach. I think we talked about this on episode 1.
Yeah, we
talked
about
the other Shinigami.
Which one?
The one for the bed. I'm saying like the first time I ever saw a Shinigami.
Yeah.
But nothing beats Ryuk in being.
It was a very mind-boggling show, and the back and forth between the main characters was interesting. Yeah, it's case, easily top 5 for me.
Really?
Easily.
In this case, who do you think would be your main character now? Because I feel like there was only one protagonist.
There is one protagonist, but then there is other.
other main guys, the story.
Yeah.
Right, so. Eric.
It gives that kind of Narcos vibe whereby this guy is bad, but you're still like Narcos.
Really?
Like, this guy is bad, but you're still rooting for him.
Yeah, he's still rooting for him to actually come out on top.
In my opinion, I don't think that's not me.
Like,
so you did not like Light at all?
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, me also.
I think I even talked about this on the first episode. Like, Light, I was not rooting for Light at all. That guy was like proper sinister and literally mean and like evil.
This man took out half of the world's worst criminals. I don't know if it's because of the way he was doing it.
He had a very different understanding of justice. In that, our justice system
don't work.
They do not work, but they also give people second chances.
Yeah.
So if someone, for example, in like the real world, when someone goes to the prison. I mean, they're supposed to be corrected, right?
Yeah.
Idea.
Corrections facility.
Yeah, that's why they call them corrections facility, because you have to come out a better person.
Than you.
Exactly. But this guy is from just... Yeah, man.
He started killing innocent people, man.
He was killing the FBI agents. He was killing.
He's inspired out.
Yeah.
I think why he lost me as a character was like, okay, maybe people understand the justice system differently.
Yeah.
Like, and me, I just did not agree with how he decided to take on how he decided to handle the situation. If I was given like a death note. First of all, I kill off them females who like the men I like.
I have a feeling if like a female received a death note, like half of like the female population.
I would be gone. My my god.
Like, we really hate fellow women.
So you're telling us that you'd be exactly like Light in show?
No. This
Light
is
should take out innocent
people. Yeah, it should be worse.
Let me tell you. He was doing things that he thought would be like on behalf of other people. Let's take these bad guys out. Like on behalf me, I'm doing this for myself. I'm very selfish.
Personal gain.
Personal gain. No.
Yeah,
but
that's not that. Like very similar to that.
Light Yagami's like kind of justice is a very dark justice.
In my opinion.
No, but
Light
it
Yagami
all spiraled out. It's
yes,
not like it started like
exactly
that.
Light Yagami. It for me in
but
the first
if,
episode.
I am 100% sure if Light had been given like that thing for like a week. Like the death not fair week, he does this shit and he continues being normal.
Can we first talk about his character? Let's just start with his character right at the start before like he received the death note and
first everything.
Because I feel like
super,
that is what
super intelligent.
Exactly.
Yeah,
really exactly.
And,
so and we usually see with super intelligent people they feel like they know everything and they know
and
how to solve everything.
And they want to keep things in control.
And now he receives this thing called the death note from a creepy looking tall
a massive power pushed
dude.
Yeah, and he drops that death note into the human world. Like he steals the death note from another Shingami, and like what the world of a Shingami. So he drops it into the human world, and Light lands on it.
Simply because he was bored.
Yeah, I think simply because was I think Ryuk was bored.
Just bored, so he stole the death note from another Shinigami and just dropped it in the what?
And Light Shingami just happens to laugh. Tries out a few things obviously and kills like a
he
what?
Reads the rules and he sees the rules were actually
let's
first
talk about the rules.
The rules were simple. You write someone's name in the book
while thinking about their face.
You have to obviously
you
know
to,
how they look
you
like.
Have to know how they look like. I thought
yes.
It's just what is it just
no.
The name
do you have to describe how they're going to die.
Yeah,
yes.
But that
if
came
you don't,
later.
If, no, no, you have to. If you don't,
oh,
then
yeah.
They just die by
hand attack after four seconds.
The thing that came later was he used to describe like their action before they would die.
Yes, but
yeah,
that was
but
the
that
rule.
Came, that was
if you
the
don't
rule.
Want
that
to describe it by default, they die by heart attack.
Like
yeah.
They die by the, so like the entire way you're going to die. You could maybe say something like, "Karun, you're going to stand like a toilet seat, and maybe something comes on the toilet seat and just kills you." I don't know. You could make such a description and you actually die. That
you
way.
Have to
go
down
that hurt you, man.
You have to go down that road like that, bro.
You know, I had zoned off for a bit, then I had toilet. I was like, what is this guy saying?
Where's this guy going?
There's a babe he told, I want you to go and set like that church on fire. Actually, he wrote it in the death. And then the babe went, set the church on fire, and killed herself.
Actually, that's the only concept I liked that they brought up perfectly in the Netflix adaptation.
We're going to talk about that later.
Adaptation series don't work.
Yeah, but later on we get to see different characters now coming in. These killings became too much and the police force was like, what is this?
Yeah.
What's going on? Why are niggas dying?
Let's get a creepy ass looking detective looking guy and try to solve this thing. Like, I don't even know why they made that character look like that.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like courtesy of like, he's like, you know, cause like they would say intellectual people obviously they don't obviously like the most
they don't
looking.
They don't follow the norms of society.
Yeah, like
how they deal with themselves is totally different.
Yeah, like you could see like the way El was actually carrying himself, he was a bit weird, and his body structure was also a bit weird.
No,
his
seat
legs
were
sweets.
Creep me out.
Cross legs.
You literally see like this. All the time. We're trying to do that.
Sadly, our listeners cannot. But
we're about to get ourselves on YouTube soon. But sincerely, no, I didn't like it. It like, okay, I don't know, it just creeped me out a lot.
It was very creepy, yeah.
What actually analyze how L handled this entire situation. Like, L was really. He was really.
Why are you clapping?
Well, L was on that Sherlock Holmes level, man. Or even better.
Yeah.
Shit!
Yeah, he was really, really good.
I'm not saying I've died even what Sherlock.
Yeah, how can you stop? You literally jumped from the start to the end.
Wait,
to the end.
The way he narrowed it down to
Light Yagami.
To Light Yagami.
I think
let's first also just appreciate how L got to that. You know, Light's father was the chief of police.
The police, yeah.
So like you've literally he's going to be. What's he facing this guy all the time? Because I feel like his job was made easy, in my opinion. Because, no, listen, he
had to
interrupt Light
out.
At some
think
point.
Think about it.
And
had
they
to
had
figure
to
out,
talk about Kira.
He had
at
to
some
figure
point.
Out that Light Yagami is in Japan. the Kanto region. He had to figure that shit out.
Actually out.
Remember, Light Yagami was killing criminals all over the whole planet.
He figured out that.
He had to figure out that the criminal is in Japan.
This criminal needs a face to kill you.
Yes.
This criminal can only kill if he knows your name. Like,
this criminal has access to police information.
Yes. All that shit.
This criminal has a naive sense of justice. Yes. And they have to be a
student. This criminal only kills after school hours.
Yes.
I feel like his job was made easier because I feel like he was going to come into contact with Light at some point, and they were going to have a conversation of Kira at some point. Basing on that, and okay, yes, he's about to figure out somebody he's in Japan, about what, from school. But when you have a conversation with someone about something, and they legit look a little bit.
No, the fact that he's never written down and had the conversation is what we appreciate.
You do have to realize that he didn't come, get to have a conversation with Light out of nowhere. Yes. He figured someone knows what is happening.
Who ticks all these boxes?
Yes.
In Japan. Yeah, has a twisted sense, has access.
Yeah.
Works only after five.
His work was made easy.
The second Kira was a girl named Misa.
And someone who you would not even expect.
Killer, but the second Shinigami was
Rim.
Yeah.
Like, you would not expect her because she was a huge star back in, was it Japan? She was a musician or something, a pop star.
And she actually came, she became like obsessed with Light, and like she became obsessed with Kira. Kira and everything he was doing.
Half his life.
Let's talk about what you would do if you got that power, each of us. Like, Adrian, what would you do? Like,
if you see my name and then see my lifespan, how is that ability useful at all? It's only useful at the end. And it's only useful if I have a death note.
All factors remaining constant.
Wait, one question. Can you see yourself if you look into the mirror?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It's
only your Shinigami that can see that, I think.
Yeah, you cannot see other.
Or the other Shinigami.
So you do nothing unless you have a fortune telling opportunity.
Yeah. It'd be like, for you, you're dying in 20 days. Make your life worth it.
I think maybe that's like the only money.
Do you know?
The same way the minute was making money.
You just live
in Hunter.
Just become a prophet.
I would actually be like,
Hunter, that's what the other boys do. Except that she was more descriptive, though.
Yeah.
Like, just imagine becoming a pastor and going and start like.
I don't think Adrian would be a good pastor. You'd be one of those guys who would walk in and then you can actually believe I would make a good pastor.
Yeah, so. Obviously, another thing we have to address was the connection that obviously Misa was desiring for with Kira.
The real Kira.
Because she came out, she made some threats, she intimidated the police, and she was like, if you guys don't stop investigating this entire Kira thing, I'm actually going to kill off everyone. And
she actually did kill people.
Yeah, she actually didn't kill people. It was just.
She did not.
She killed someone. We proved that to me, I'm not joking. I think the broadcast.
She was really infatuated. Like,
yeah.
She loved this guy.
She loved this guy. Yeah.
It was love.
But.
Would you kill someone for love?
No.
Would you kill someone?
I just said earlier.
You know, right? Yeah. Yeah. I kill all the rivals.
I feel like, why? The next point whereby you guys' question is answered, who was smarter? L or what? How Kira bested L when Misa got arrested?
How Kira was able to
he bested L.
He proved like the police. He gave himself in and he told them to actually do a couple of tests to make sure.
Exactly.
I don't think you're a very sharp man.
Let me tell you, this guy knew that Light was Kira.
I watched a couple of videos about Light and Ian, who is smarter. And from my analysis, since Light obviously had an upper hand with a death note, that obviously also give him an additional, like, maybe intellectual ability, something of that sort. Because imagine if you have this power and everyone else is out to get you.
You cannot downplay the fact that he had a death note. Because first of all, even without a death note, he was sharp.
The death note would give him the ability to manipulate events to his liking.
But a sharp person, you give a sharp person.
They would have already won up. Literally one day they would have
just
If you had a death note, you just not die first.
Automatically.
You would know.
They would kill you first time.
What we're comparing in this case was L was basically just working with like help from the police force and nothing else. Light, on the other hand, he has a Shingami. You can actually tell him about things that are about to happen, something like that.
In short, who is sharper?
To me, I think it was L.
I think
the death note happened.
The person who died.
But
that is
dead.
What it is.
This
man worked for the fucking police. All he had to do was prove that.
But he died.
And he actually proved it.
I'm sorry.
But he died.
No, this guy knew that this gentleman, Light, was Kira.
No, but
all
remember,
he had to do was prove it.
But
that
he couldn't.
It's not that simple.
He couldn't.
No, he needed to prove it, but he
knew. He couldn't. And remember, do you remember the things that Light did? He told this guy, tie me up in a thingy, in a prison for like 30 days. And give me a TV or some shit. He did all that just to throw his
because he could manipulate the fucking
exactly.
Law.
Exactly!
This gentleman on the other hand.
A strong point is that
this is
out of the entire Japanese population, L was able to like pinpoint.
Because, yes, just saying, this is what we're talking about. Justice. You cannot say that suspicion is proof. You have to give us proof.
Yeah, he did have
proof.
He never proved it.
He never proved
it. But he had a hunch, and obviously I'm sure
of
that
course,
hunch would tell
did.
Him that Light Yagami was 100% Kira.
He never proved that.
What proved it? And me, obviously, my justification for that was the fact.
No. What you're using is the change of events. The fact, if you take away the second Kira, what happened?
One thing I can say, if we were to actually get Light on one hand and get L on the other hand, and you take away Light's like basic favor, which was the death note.
No, listen.
To me, this is my analysis. Because obviously, to me, I feel like Light always had the upper hand. By him having a death note and him having all these supernatural events that actually favoring him, I feel like he always had an upper hand over what?
Just saying,
a one-on-one, a face-off, where we're to take away all Light, we basically bring him to a normal state.
And also, we take away L's resources.
And we talk about
the police force, the FBI,
yes,
the president of the United States.
Yes, and we take
everything.
Away L's resources.
Yes.
I feel like L would still would beat Light.
You do not know
Light
that.
So much.
You do not know that.
Me as me, I feel like
the
Light
second L, meanwhile. That is the guy.
The second L simply used what the first L did.
It didn't matter. This one had the death note.
Guys,
he had two death notes.
Actually, the beauty of it to real prove the point that L was sharper is the fact that the second L needed a death note to beat Light.
Guys. It didn't matter. Use these resources.
No, but
you have to use what you have.
No, this guy did not know the existence of a second fucking what.
It didn't matter. He still got him. He came down to being caught or being killed. By the death note.
Yeah.
And who died?
L
died. That's my final submission.
That's okay. My final submission is that we cannot use the death of someone in this case as a basis to actually judge who was smarter.
I know, right?
You can't use because there were so many things.
Well, I don't know about that, but when we reached a point whereby L lost his memory and stuff and lost the book.
Yeah.
Also Misa also lost her memory and lost the book. Her Shinigami killed off like L, blah 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 blah. Then just Havok, I think it comes into the next season now. Just Havok broke loose. Like, I didn't even know who had the death note anymore.
And Mira and Melo come in, and it's like, I'll just give it to actually Adwick to actually give us a bit of an explanation about how that entire saga went down.
It was part of L's plan. He knew that eventually one of them has to go.
And
so
yeah, but like you're bringing kids.
In the eventuality of him dying, the only people he can trust are people back from your family.
Ellie Bernard contingency plan.
The contingency plan was to instruct the butler to what?
To actually get
those guys, the next brightest
kids who could actually follow up in his footsteps. Like, just to show you how brilliant L was, he actually had a contingency plan for all of this. And I think that was actually pretty fun. I don't know why these guys used to be using kids specifically. Like,
they could have gotten like 18 year olds. Yeah.
It's a shonen anime.
Okay, but let's talk about, I think one thing that got Light defeated in the end or that got light beat was his pride and his arrogance. I don't know if you guys are doing me about
pride.
Yeah, he was
pride,
a bit.
Yes.
He was proud.
Because even at some point, I honestly did not understand whether they had the real Death Note or the fake one.
So, do you agree that it was pride that actually got
yes, because
light.
Even he was really gloating there. He was like, ah, you guys.
He was so vomiting.
My boy came through and wrote your names because the guy literally walked into the warehouse while watching Kira. Like, these are the people I have written down their names. They're all going down.
Yeah, and
so he, L was all like, Light was all like, yeah, my boy has come through for me. So Obey that swapped the pages of the Death Note.
So and this is actually going to bring us into our second argument. Yeah, we're going to bring out the second conflict. I'll be here. Yeah.
I swear if it takes like a billion minutes again.
Does that mean that Mira was smarter than L because he was able to solve the case?
Well, it's just because it was a leveled playing field now.
Because now Mira had access to that Death Note.
Yes, at this point now there were two Death Notes.
Yes.
And the FBI had managed to get
one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then this guy had kept one.
Yes,
but
he
saw paper for
I've just
death
thought
note.
About something. Like these Death Notes, like who made them? Was it the Shinigami? Yeah, I know that from the Shinigami world, but who made them?
The nitty gritty of who made them.
Well, I feel like they should have brought that, they should have brought some of that into this. Eh? Like, who was the original Shinigami?
You make someone write some Death Note origins.
Exactly, exactly. Because I feel like, why I'm saying this is because there's a point whereby Death Note dragged out. I don't know what season it was. Like, I really did not pay attention to it.
Much can time when the when
it
the,
really dragged out, and I felt like instead of that, when the Death Note swapped. There is why I feel like they should have done maybe an origin story of
no,
like
but the whole point
Shinigami
of
Lord
is that when someone
he,
is going
he's
to
like
die,
in a bindery making
Shinigami writes the people's names in the books.
I've just thought of a Shinigami Lord sitting in a bindery making. Okay, anyways, but I just feel like they should have done an origin story of like like a war or something, bringing like the usual anime fights that we see. And then the books
this,
get
this
distributed
to
like
no, we're not going
yeah,
to,
they were like, let's just do detective.
We're going to do intelligence.
Let's do intelligence.
But now my question is, I remember before Light defeated L, there's something he said about writing. Apparently he wrote fake notes. He wrote fake rules in the book.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He did write fake
rules. So when you write fake rules, do the rules apply or they don't?
Why? Why? You left us with so many questions, man.
There
and then
no
you
questions
just
questions left actually.
Mommy,
what's your question? For your only issue actually
I want a backstory.
The origin story. We didn't need to know
but
that.
No, I did. I did.
Why?
And
tell
I feel
us
like
why.
Because I want to see a binder.
It wouldn't okay. have changed everything. Because the whole point
I
anyway.
See a binder,
the story
guys.
Is rotating around the owner of the Death Note and what
and
he's willing
and
to
and
do.
I feel like Death Note's story was beautifully crafted. You can't add in anything in it and you can't take out
but what if I want to see a binder?
A what?
Why they make books from
one Death Note's actually made from human flesh. The pages.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't think so.
Now you see the plot thickens. The plot thickens.
You guys know there's a Shigami King, right?
So I'm just saying we needed an origin story. And do not be shocked when they're like Death Note, the origins. Coming out 2022 fall.
Like I have a feeling this should be Bleach. One Piece should be One Piece, Naruto should be One Naruto.
Yeah, it's remaining. OG-ish, but like...
Full Metal Alchemist should remain Full Metal Alchemist, like nothing.
But when this happens, though, me. I need my... what? Money. From whatever. Right. This is like, right, so she like, you made something up and then someone went and did it.
Right.
Something.
Yeah, so,
I want my money.
And you have to do those copyright laws. You have to get
quite. Well, I was the first person to talk about it.
You copyright, they have to show and you say,
what
like,
you think
of
the first
podcast. This is the first podcast.
I feel like no one has this brain. No one
you
has.
No, everyone is doing origin stories nowadays. Ah.
And also,
origin
guys,
stories after what happened to the origin story of Snake Eyes.
That shit was not cool. Not cool at all.
Guys, obviously, this is. Been episode 8 of the After Show UG.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here with Eric, Cristiano, and Ivy. I think everyone should get a final word. Let's start with you, Christian.
My opinion.
Yeah. Of course, Christian is going to try to prove that Light was smarter than
no.
Let's not go
no,
into
what
an argument
what
again.
I'm saying, in my opinion, this guy, Light Yagami, started off as a good. Because we all want to see bad guys dead.
Mm.
If some guy rapes him,
kid, man. Who wants to
this thing broke
dead?
The start starter for rule.
If there is
the
a man around
died.
The streets,
the stars died.
For me, there's okay. The justice system that we have right now, I do not like it. For example, how people are campaigning against the death penalty. Yeah. Some person murdered another person. That person deserves to die. In my opinion, that person doesn't deserve to live.
What if it's a mistake? What
nothing.
If like, what if like,
maybe.
If what
it's
if
a,
like, it's a mistake?
That's
like,
manslaughter.
They can't prove.
That's manslaughter.
Like,
manslaughter. Man.
They can't
okay,
prove
do not
a mistake.
Know. Obviously, when it comes to justice, things aren't as black and white.
Like,
but if
me...
someone has been proven to have killed someone else, why is a taxpayer paying money for that guy to live the rest of his life in jail when we can just kill that guy?
But it's not
he
your,
took
it's
the
not,
life.
It's not your
it, who
that.
Says it's not?
Christian,
no, no, no.
Christian.
So you're saying it was his
you
right to take someone
him,
else's
you
life?
You did not give him that life. It's not
so was
right
it his right to take someone else's life?
It's not. It's
no.
Not
it's only
decision,
fair.
Though.
It's only fair that
it's
if he took someone else's life,
guys,
he should also die.
But it's not
guys.
Your decision.
It doesn't matter.
Did you
it doesn't matter. Let me ask you. Let me ask you.
That's why he's saying the justice system is messed up because it's not his decision.
Let me ask you. If someone you know, a relative, was killed by someone, right? Someone really close. Eh? This is a hypothetical. This is a hypothetical situation. Someone and that person, you see that he's going to live the rest of his life in jail. Would you be happy about that?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want that person to just die?
Nah.
Because your taxes are going to pay for this guy's food, water, treatment.
And I feel like now the different argument is let them live so that they can live
there
with
is
their
nothing.
Mistake. That's painful
so you're
enough.
Saying, punishment saying. Living with your mistake.
That's
is that enough?
That's painful enough.
Like,
because
like,
such
how
people
is that
look
painful?
So you're living
such
the rest
people.
Of your life in a prison. Very okay.
Yes.
That is punishment for you.
Is that punishment
such
enough for such a grave?
I think one thing
I know, I think like it's excessive.
One thing you can also agree is that people also deserve a second chance. Sometimes things go wrong.
Let me tell you.
You
no,
want
to tell
you we are talking about intentional.
We are talking about someone
murder.
Who committed homicide.
We are not talking about.
And let me give you an example. Someone has
like
committed murder, but because of maybe the other person also actually did something really sick to him. Let
no,
me just
okay,
say.
No,
that's
okay.
That's
okay.
Hey, that's
no. We are talking about.
We're talking about a serial killer, for example. Let's bring a serial killer. Imagine the gentleman who was killing ladies and raping women in Entebbe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone who did not have reason to kill. Them.
Yes.
But then what?
That's the case we are presenting. We're not talking about accidental things. We're talking about
right,
that.
What right
I
have a feeling
someone
have?
Who has the intent to kill
what
and
right?
basically has no reason at all. I feel like they.
What right do you have though to kill?
But
there is nothing like right. You took a life. Your life has to be taken.
So a life for
it's
a
as
life.
Simple as that. Yes.
Thanos.
Otherwise, we are paying taxes for these horrible human beings
well,
to live.
Know.
Well, Christian has failed out of my
Eric.
Final word.
Okay.
But Eric, what's your final word? I have a feeling you're going to go against Christian.
My final word is this is my best time. Because I like intelligence.
And it's Halloween, so... You guys can dress up as them. I feel.
So I guess.
Yes.
I feel like, but I think I will pull off a. Just put on like a
submission.
long thingies, and then I just put black on my eyes, and then I get a wig. Yeah, I'll pull it off.
So
this
I guess.
Guy would pull off the Shinigami look without even putting on anything.
Ivy.
That's a big skill.
That's you. You pull it off without even putting on anything.
Wow.
And then my final word, L was better than M.
You can hear that. And a shout out to Kafunda Wines and Spirits. Obviously, Gabriel is not here, but Wines and Spirits does a good job at getting you all the wines, alcohol that you need. Shout out to Adria, the IT guy. Obviously, any IT services and solutions that you may need, simply holla at Adria, the IT guy.
And
guys,
shout out to me.
And shout out to Ivy
for being me. But just being me, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to hype myself up as usual because these boys never do this for me.
So don't forget to listen.
I'm not even caring about this. These guys are on that. Guys, who do you want to leave the after show? Please just leave it in the comment section. Because me, I want everyone to leave. Because I'm not caring about
me.
I'll record by myself.
Guys, don't forget to listen to this episode on AFCloud, Apple Music, SoundCloud, Anchor. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and follow us. And Ivy.
Everywhere.
I think this has been a really
please
nice
don't show. Say we are out again because I'll just.
Are we out?
Kill you.
Out?
No.
We out?
Bye. Have a nice Halloween.